Susan Butcher and Rick Swenson were career dog mushers. Between the two of them, they had run in the great race nearly 10 times and always placed well, thanks to strong teams and stronger experience. Now, on the final stretch of the Iditarod, Don and Stan were ahead of them. It meant very little, of course. Like in Nikolai, the position was a mere anomaly, produced by staggered rest periods. Regardless of cause, effect, or outcome, it felt pretty good to have nothing but snow between Chumper's nose and Gnome. During Stan and Don's next rest, as they were enjoying a quick trailside snack, they saw the seven leaders approaching. Stan, in his typical young and eager fashion, sprang up, ready to cut the break short and jump into the pursuit. Don's experience spoke up first. It was important that no musher ever let another drive his team. The leaders' dogs had likely just enjoyed a 30-minute rest. For Don and Stan to shortchange their teams in an attempt to keep up would only do more harm than good. It was wise and accurate advice, considering conditions. Unfortunately, conditions were soon to change. This was when absolutely everything went to hell. It was darkness and wind, then deeper darkness and stronger wind. Another painful game of find the trail commenced with one extra twist. Stan's headlamp was fitted with the wrong bulb and had been uselessly weak since the start of the race. Now Don's was dying as well. They were on the way to driving blind,